This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. More than half the population in the United States will need access to menstrual products in their lifetime. For most women, that means decades of buying pads and tampons and other products every single month. And that adds up to thousands of dollars over a woman's lifetime. Now think about women in poverty. Their periods can be a real source of anxiety and financial hardship. However, there is a growing movement gaining steam across the United States to ease that burden. Joining us today to talk about this are Maddie Martin and Melissa Koaluk with Salt. If you haven't heard of Salt, it is a Boise-based company that makes menstrual cups, which gives a more sustainable option for women with their periods. I want to thank both of you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
So we have had representatives from Salt on before to talk a little bit about this, but we are coming up on the first annual National Period Day here in the United States on the 19th. So I want to talk about the period tax. And for some people, they may not understand what this is. So talk to me about what that is exactly.
It is essentially just a sales tax, just like you would receive on most essential products or non-essential products, and essentially what that means is just like your groceries are taxed and your gas is taxed, that same thing applies to tampons and other kinds of menstrual products. So when you think about that in the long run and using that tax towards something that is essential to all menstruators' lives, everybody has to buy menstrual products of some kind to manage their period. And so if you think about that over time, it just kind of really, really duplicates over the long run. And so we're trying to make sure that there's a little bit more awareness around that and try to eliminate that sales tax and make it an essential product.
Well, and that's what it comes down to, right? Is I think for people to understand that this is an essential product.
Exactly. Yes.
This is not something that...
It's not a luxury.
It's not.
Yeah. It's something that all menstruators have to use in some form. And putting a tax on that just basically puts a sort of, I guess you could say, a penalty of sorts on menstruators that our counterparts don't have.
Well, and especially, we said this in the introduction, for women in poverty.
Exactly.
Because I can guarantee you, unless, you know, a partner has asked their male partner to go buy them products, I don't think people understand how much this costs.
Yes.
They're expensive.
They're expensive. Over time, I mean, you think about a box of tampons can be, you know, $7 to $10, depending on what kind you get. But the cheapest ones, I mean, is only a box of what, like 16 or so?
And that doesn't get you through a whole period. Let's
be
honest. I'm sorry if people are offended by this, but it's true and you should know this.
It's important to talk about it because there's been such a stigma surrounding the topic in general that we're really happy to see that conversation kind of breaking down a little bit, people being more honest and being part of the conversation in multiple ways.
So what's going on Saturday? I understand there's going to be a rally at the State House.
So we will actually be joining our partners from period.org, both the nationwide branch and our local Boise chapter, the Boise chapter of period.org. And we will essentially just be rallying at the Capitol just to raise awareness about the sales tax and hopefully get it onto a ballot to be taken off or to be for the sales tax to be taken off of menstrual products.
And Maddie, is that the real push for the rally on Saturday is to really bring awareness to that tax? Because we tax 6% in the state of Idaho.
Yeah. And I think one of my favorite quotes, well, not one of my favorites, it's a really disappointing thing to think about, but is the idea of like, if talking about this makes you uncomfortable, imagine the people that have cardboard in their underwear because they can't afford any of these products because of these taxes and because they don't have the opportunity to get it because they are in poverty.
It is the number one reason why girls drop out of school around the world is because they do not have access or financial means for products for their period.
Or the education surrounding it as well. You know, sometimes, depending on how you're raised, you may just kind of be like, yep, you've turned 13. Now you're going to bleed every month.
So you can't go to school.
So, yeah.
Right.
So then it kind of just takes them by surprise and yeah.
And all the stigmas around it is what Salt is really trying to kind of just smash them and change the way we look at them because there are so many stigmas related to menstruation.
And what's interesting too is we should note that 12 states have stopped taxing these yes. items. So including California and Nevada, who are close to Idaho. So when we think about the impact, that financial impact, is this part of SALT's mission, is to let people know and become aware of that impact?
The impact that we are really focused on, are some of our pillars include menstrual education and sustainability and that sort of stuff. So it's not necessarily only on the financial difference, but we do definitely let our customers know that specifically a menstrual cup, so not even tampons or pads, is a huge financial savings for menstruators over time, because one cup lasts for 10 years. So that's 10 years of not having to pay for all of these other kinds of products. So that is something that we talk about a lot at SALT, but we're also trying to educate people as well.
Okay, I'm going to play the devil's advocate here for a minute,
yeah.
Okay? Because I am sure that there are some people who might say, well, you know what? Paying taxes for period products, what's the difference with men who have to pay for shaving cream and razors? You know, why should that be taxed?
Right. And I think it comes down to probably the shaving and all of that is a choice, whereas having a period really isn't much of a choice.
No, there's no choice in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like unless you decide to have birth control that maybe stops your periods or something of that sort.
But you're still paying for that.
But you're still paying for that in some respect. And so it's a biological occurrence and it's very natural and it's something that we should embrace. But having to pay taxes on top of having to pay for the product itself is something that we're hopefully going to bring down a little bit.
And before we go, I do also want to talk a little bit about the period cup, because at SALT, this is also not only it does it last for 10 years, it's a sustainability issue in the sense of helping the environment. Correct, Maddie?
Yes.
Because talk to me about that, because we know that, I mean, what's put into tampons and pads, I mean, can really affect our environment.
So most tampons and pads have toxins and chemicals in them and on them, scented. Just think about it. Think about a tampon that you've bought that smells flowery. There's a reason. The cup, not only does it have none of that because it's 100% medical grade silicone, but it diverts up to 10,000 non-recyclable single-use plastics that a menstruator will use in their lifetime. I mean, I think about before I worked at SALT and all of the single-use plastics that I used to deal with my period. And it's mind-blowing to think about the people that use tampons and pads for their entire life.
Right. Yeah. So very quickly, what time is the rally on Saturday at the
Rally's at 1 p.m. On Saturday at the Capitol building. We'll be there, so come say hi.
We would love it if
yes.
you guys came and joined us. We'll be in our pink period equality hat.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Maddie Martin and Melissa Koaluk from Boise-based SALT. To learn more about National Period Day, you can find info on Saturday's event on Facebook. I want to thank everyone for being a part of Idaho Matters today. I will be moderating a Boise Mayoral Forum this evening at 7 p.m. at Boise High, if you are inclined to go. I want to thank you all again for joining us today. I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. We'll see you back here tomorrow.